Welcome to everyone in the house and those that are viewing tonight. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. It's always such a anticipation in my mind every time I open the Word, every time I go before the Lord to hear what God would say. And it's always exciting, truly exciting, and a spirit of anticipation as to what God will say once you get up and are in position to do what God has called you to do. That's what I'm doing tonight, but it's also what you are doing tonight, because the Word teaches us that, the Word says it is that the just, what we live by is faith. The just shall live by faith. And that's what we're talking about tonight. And Father, so we give you praise. We bring an offering of thanksgiving and praise to you tonight, Lord. We thank you for the life of your Word. We thank you for the power, the authority, the strength of your Word. And God, I pray that every mind and every heart and every ear that hears and receives tonight will be empowered with this Word of life and this Word of faith and this Word of truth, and bear witness and testimony that you are God with us. And Father, we give you praise because we know that you are, and we thank you for it. Lord, we declare and release from the heavens of God an anointing presence tonight that will literally stagger the mind and release the spirit of faith in your people tonight. God, we give you praise and thanks for it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, you can take your seats this evening. Just lift up, some folks aren't feeling well tonight, a bit, as they say, under the weather, but I believe they're over the weather. And we just lift them up, of course, our music director as well. And so, Father, we just give you praise for everyone that is in need of healing, in need of restoration in their body, strengthening. Father, we lift them up. We speak the word of healing. We speak the word of life. We speak the word of peace. We speak the word of power and authority. In Jesus' name, be made whole. Rapidly and quickly recover. Let the healing power of Jesus Christ be manifest in your mortal bodies and be well in Jesus' name. And the body said, amen. You know, the Word teaches us in several different locations in the Word, it says, the just shall live by faith. And so we can tend to think that what we do is we decide we're going to live by faith, and that's living by faith. And there's some truth in that. The just shall live by faith. But Peter said to Jesus one time, when Jesus said, are you going to leave? Because he had spoken about his body being bread and being wine. And he said this. He said, unless you eat of my body and you drink of my blood, he said, you don't have any part of me. And the word says from that time forward, some of the disciples left. And Jesus said at that time to the 12 that were there, he said, are you going to go away also? And Peter said something very empowering. He said, where would we go? You have the words of life. And the word refers to Jesus as the word of life. He is the word of life. But living by faith, since Jesus is life, and he said, my body and my blood, is what he was saying is the life. And I want you to take it literally, that my body, the body that I'm giving for you, and the blood that I'm shedding for you, is your life. And in essence and in reality, since Adam, not since Adam, had the world known life. The entire world, the scripture said, were dead in sins and trespasses. The entire world, until Jesus came, real life had not touched the soil, had not lived and breathed in the earth as God had intended until Jesus became the second Adam. So man, as God's creation, didn't have real life until Jesus came. And then the word says he is the life and he was the light and he was the light of direction. He was the light of life. So when the word says that the just, the redeemed, the believers shall live by faith, what it's literally saying is our life is faith. I mean, we are alive because of faith. I am alive because of faith. It's not something I just apply to meet a need or to get something that I want from God, but My life exists because of faith. And it's essential that you constantly challenge your faith, because we only grow, we are only alive because of faith. Now, you may be living and breathing in a body, but there are so many people throughout the world who are burying their soul today, whether they're rich or poor or whatever age they are, and I keep hearing the same thing, and it's the same sound I keep hearing is, I feel dead inside. I have life. I don't have life. I need life on the inside. I feel dead inside. And Jesus said, in your sin, and what is sin? Sin is doubt. Doubt what? That God is God, that Jesus is Lord. And the Word says that when we believe in Him, then sin leaves us and we're transformed into a new creature. And so when we live by faith, we are literally alive because of our faith. You only grow when you walk by faith. And I don't mean walking believing that God can do things, but when we start putting ourselves in a position to believe God by faith. And when God speaks to you, when God calls you to do something, it's always going to be something that you're not capable of. We talk about that all the time. When God calls you, so oftentimes we meet what we refer to as resistance, or I'm being fought against, or something's trying to stop me. And we talked about this Sunday, and this coming Sunday, we're going to follow up. It's going to be a very enlightening, empowering word. And the question is where evil comes from, or where does the battle come from? We're going to address that. And there's such life and power in knowing the truth that sets you free. Knowing the truth that sets you free. But when we're living by faith, instead of thinking, I'm trying to live by faith, I'm trying to do by faith, what we're saying is, I'm alive because of my faith. I thank God every day, and I say thank you for this day, but thank you for life in this day, because you can live and you can breathe, but if you don't have peace and you don't have joy, you're not really alive, because life, because peace and joy are the essence of life. Take those components out of your life, and you feel what? You feel dead. And it is imperative for this generation to become the Davids of our generation, to become the Elijahs and Elishas of this generation. Elisha didn't get a double portion because he followed Elijah. He didn't get a double portion because God told Elijah to anoint Elisha. He got a double portion because he stepped over the line. He asked for something that he hadn't seen before. He asked God to do something. He asked the prophet to release something. The prophet, think about it. He asked the prophet to release something. Do you know you can touch anything by faith, and God turns it into whatever pleases Him? And whatever pleases the Father is going to fill you with the peace and the joy and the life you need. So when we meet resistance, it's not really resistance in the sense that we're fighting against something. Resistance is given to us so we employ faith, because only in faith do we grow. Only in faith do we grow. And when we say of the Lord, Father, I thank you. That's why James says, consider it a blessing. Consider it a gift from God. If the Lord has brought you in, or you have come into a time of the trying of your faith, not a battle against evil, not wicked people, but the trying of your faith. Because the great thing about our creation, this creation God has made, is the perfect design to transform anything into that which pleases God. We are perfect vessels. We are perfect conduits for the wonders of God. So much so, heaven watches you. These vessels of earth are in themselves incapable. And the Word says the flesh is no help at all. The NIV, I love the way it says it, the flesh is no help at all. But it is the Spirit that gives life. And Jesus was conveying to the disciples and to the people that my life, my body, and my blood is the essence of your life. We're not just living trying to get something done. This generation, this people, this word, this message, this hour is about a different kind of people that can take a rock and water will come out of it. Jesus was a transforming God. He is a transforming God. He didn't leave things as they were. And you can do one of two things. You're either going to live by faith or die in doubt. You're either going to live by faith or you're going to die in doubt. And the word says the just know that their life, their living, is by their faith. Resistance doesn't come to hinder you. It isn't an attack. It isn't an employ of an enemy. It isn't even an employment of evil people. God controls your life. He said, I'll lead you in the way you are supposed to go. I'll bless you. God, it's God's favor. It's God's will to bring us into such a time of increase that we are overshadowed with the blessing of the Lord, so we're not worried about what we need. We're not wondering if it's going to happen because we're not looking for things by faith. We're living because of faith. I'm not getting things by faith. I'm living because of faith. My faith goes from being down here to try and get things that I need to going up here saying the entire structure of my life, my entire existence, the way I think, the way I feel, the way I act, the way I speak, is because faith has made me alive. Faith in who God is. But not just who He is, but faith in who God is in me. Faith in who. That's why Peter said, where would we go? You have the words of life. We have a moment in time to demonstrate our faith in a way to where we are overwhelmed with worship because the favor of God is. Remember, that's why we sing that song all the time. The favor of God is pursuing me. He's after me. And there's no doubt, you see. And all I have to do is stop and worship Him. True faith is worshiping God. True faith is believing God. When God created man in the beginning, the Genesis of time, all He said was, trust me. And here's how you do it. Here's a tree that represents resistance. But what it really is it's a call on your faith. I'm telling you, the only way you're going to grow, Adam, the only way you're going to grow, Eve, is to trust me by faith. So every day you pass the tree, it's the faith of God. You're not just doing faith. You're not exercising faith. You're living because of faith. And that life changes everything around you. Jesus, the first miracle He did, the word says that He turned water. He took something that wasn't and turned it into something that was necessary. He took water and He turned it into wine. He spoke life and the dead. Jesus always took what seemed normal to the flesh and turned it into something that was alive by the Spirit, and that's who you are. Tonight, I'm telling you, expect only the best from God. Expect only great things to happen. Expect only good to be poured out on you. Elevate the faith. Challenge not just faith that I'm going to take a step in my business or I'm going to take a step in my ministry, but I'm going to take a step in my mind of faith. I'm going to see what God has for me. And Deuteronomy 29:29, Old Testament scripture with such life and prophetic essence. It says, the secret things, as long as you don't know them, they're God's. They belong to God and you don't know it. But once the Spirit of the Lord reveals to you who God is or what God has, because we are creatures of faith, the word says it immediately and automatically becomes yours and it becomes your seed's blessing. Whatever we see, whatever reveal. That's why people would come to Jesus and say, can I see? He didn't sit there and say, well, I mean, where have you come from? How long, you know, what? How long have you been sinning? What have you? He just said, according to what are you living by? If you're living by the word that says, of course you can see because I am the word of life. Anything we access in faith, we're accessing the word of life, which literally means anything that you're believing, God gives it life. Anything. We don't not have or we don't lack because there isn't enough or because we're not good enough. We lack because we don't live by faith. We try to exercise or try to employ our faith. There's nothing wrong with exercising your faith for something that you know needs to happen. But when we live by faith, what does that mean? When I wake up in the morning, I expect to know something. I expect something great to happen. That's why I love to say all the time, in my own prayer time, something great is going to happen today. Something really good is going to happen today. And I know that it is because we live by faith. Jesus said, you're justified by faith. Your past is changed into your future by faith. And it's only good.
The Lord is my shepherd. Only good will happen to me. Expect something dynamically wonderful to take place in your life. Expect to be a light where the world looks at you and says, they must be, just like they did Jesus. You must be. You must be. We know you came from God because no one could do the things that you do. We are called today to be a prophetic voice in the earth. Jesus, the word says he came into the world to fulfill prophecy. His birth was a fulfillment of prophecy. The word says over and over, and Jesus did this, that the prophet, many times talking about Isaiah, that the prophet Isaiah's words would be fulfilled. So Jesus came fulfilling prophecy. That's what he did. That's what he did, right? He came fulfilling prophecy. That's why we're called prophetic fulfillment. And this is why Jesus fulfilled prophecy. That's what he did over and over and over and over. And then he said, all that you've seen me do, you do. You do what you've seen me do. What did he do? He fulfilled prophecy. He fulfilled the word of God. Why? He lived by faith. He said, the life I have, it's from the Father. The words I speak, they're from the Father. When you contradict yourself with questions, you perpetuate doubt, and you're either going to live by faith or you're going to die in doubt. Your dreams are either going to live by faith or they're going to die in doubt. Your future is either going to thrive in faith or it's going to perish in doubt. And no one makes that choice for us but us, because God has given us the faith of Jesus Christ. Not just the faith about him, but the faith of him. And that's what he said when he was saying, he was making it so personal. He said, my body, my blood will flow through you. My life will be in you. I'm your food. I'm the essence of who you are. Don't do things by faith. Live by faith. God, my mind is going to have more peace than it's ever had. And then you can't contradict yourself by a question. That's why we sing all the time. We're yes and amen, man. Your words need to be affirmation, confirmation. God has said, I'm not facing a resistance. I'm experiencing a transformation. There's no resistance here. There's transformation. We're out of wine. All we have is water. Jesus said, it's not resistance. It's not a time of resisting. It's a time of reward. I'm not being resisted. I'm being rewarded. I'm not facing resistance. I'm standing in front of reward. My faith will reward me. Without that spirit of hearing or feeling or saying, I'm not talking about spirits, the spirit of doubt or unbelief or resistance. What we do, Jesus said, I've given you dominion in the earth. And this is how you do it. You live by faith. This is how you overcome the entire world. You live by faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, your faith. And they overcame every evil by their faith and the word of their testimony. What is your testimony? I'm living by faith. You perpetuate your faith, not your doubt. Questions tend to perpetuate doubt. When you ask a question, we're not a question generation. We're a yes and amen man. We're a yes and amen. You can stop, guys. You can stop and ask for directions so you're not driving around in circles. But when it comes to God and the word of the Lord, there's no question. We are yes and amen. What am I? Oh, you're facing some resistance. No, I'm in the middle of reward. I am standing at a point in my life where God is proving me by prophecy. He's saying, can you prophesy the way to your future? Resistance is not your enemy. Resistance is your friend. That's what James says. I found something out. He said, I found that I start getting excited when I sense resistance because I know unwrapped by faith. Resistance unwrapped by faith is reward. Resistance unwrapped by my faith is my reward. It's the blessing of God. It's not things aren't going difficult or becoming rough. God's saying, here's the opportunity. Here's the power for you to do what you're supposed to do, to take dominion in the earth. You are a seed of prophecy. You are supposed to fulfill your commission. What is that? Be a word of prophecy. Fulfill prophecy. Let the world see that you're astounding by the glory of God. You're astounding by the word of your testimony. I typically don't quote people, but I saw something that Elon Musk just recently said, and I thought, I like that, and I did. He said, it's not about your IQ, it's about your I can do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's a gift. And unfortunately, a lot of times the church, because we become so warfare-minded, we become so resistant-minded that we think that anything that doesn't go the way we want it to, it doesn't seem to fall in line with what we might think the will of God is, that it's a point of an attack or an evil or even family or friends or people or businesses or boss or government or economy. We have to stop the question. We have to stop confirming the evil. We have to stop confirming the resistance and declare the reward. I am rewarded of God. I am favored of the Lord. I am blessed of God. I have no resistance. I'm facing an opportunity. I'm facing a reward. Resistance unwrapped is a reward. I unwrap it how? By my faith. I live by faith. I don't try to employ my faith. I don't try to do something by faith. Everything I do is of the essence of faith. You live by faith. This is the greatest season of your lives. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. This is an open door of the blessing, the favor, the richness, the wealth, the peace, the honor of the Lord, the life of God. This is a great time. That's why Jesus said, man, when you hear about negative things in the world, he said, don't be afraid. He said, look up, lift up your head, rejoice, be exceedingly glad, because great is your reward. This is a day of salvation. This is a day of the outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord. It's for the body. It's us walking in the light while other people decide to walk in the dark. And the only way they're going to come into the light is when the light is brighter than the darkness. And darkness and light cannot come together. We are the light of the world. Jesus said, all that you've seen me do, I want you to do. I want you to fulfill prophecy. I want you to know you're not a question generation. You're a yes and amen generation. You're a word of prophecy generation. We don't wonder how it's going to turn out. We don't wonder if we're going to make it. We don't wonder if it's going to be okay. We don't wonder. We'll never go back. We're going so much better, so much further beyond. It'll never go back to what it was. It'll go far beyond anything it's ever been. We are that generation. Jesus said, according to your faith. What is it you see? What is it you believe? What is your declaration? Tell heaven. Tell me. Do you know who you are? You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're designed in the image and the likeness of God. He'll honor your word. If you live by faith and allow yourself to believe, I'm the justified. The flesh doesn't help at all, but the Spirit gives life. We are alive because of the Spirit and the Word of the Lord. Nothing can resist you. All it can do is reward you. If it presents itself as a resistance, you immediately know I'm a transformation. I've been transformed, and that's what I do. Resistance is reward. Resistance is my open door. Resistance is my open door of favor and honor and blessing. It's what opens up the windows of heaven by faith. Jesus again said, according to your faith, be it unto you. This is an hour of prophecy. This is an hour of enlightenment. This is an hour of revelation. This is an hour unlike any hour we have ever experienced before. We don't want to go back. We don't want to fall back in time. We want to press forward. That's what Paul said. He said, I don't claim to know everything, he said. I don't claim to have done everything exactly the way it should have been. But the one thing I do, I forget the past. I forget the way it was. I don't want to remember the way it was because I don't want to repeat the way it was. There's no testimony in that. There's no reward in that. I'm pressing forward for a prize, a mark unlike I've ever experienced before, a reward that comes straight from the kingdom of God, and a reward that, quite frankly, flows through me, because the word says, out of my belly will flow rivers of life, giving water. The psalm said, I have nothing to fear. Death is not a challenge to me. Death doesn't defy me. Evil doesn't defy me. Dark doesn't defy me. Lack doesn't defy me. Want doesn't defy me, because nothing defines me but my faith. I live by faith, the faith of God in Jesus Christ. I live by faith of who He is and that He is in me. He dwells in me. I in you and you in me, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. That's who you are. That's where we are. That's why we are. And that's what we do. This is the greatest season of your life. I rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We are perpetuating the time of favor and honor. It doesn't just fall on you. No more than joy. Joy doesn't just come on you. Joy comes out of you. Favor doesn't just fall on you. It pursues you, so it comes out of you. That's why Jesus said, I in you and you in me. He said, as a matter of fact, consider it like this. My Father is the vine, and you're the branches. You're in him. Not trying to get from him. You're a part of who he is. He's made you in his image and his likeness. You're a unique creation that heaven looks at and says they're incapable, but yet nothing is beyond them. They can't do a lot, but they can do all things through Christ. They have become a dwelling place for God. They have become inhabited by the Holy Spirit. What an incredible creation God has made you to be. And he says he's fearfully and wonderfully made you. Paul got the revelation and he said, my presentation before God is a hallowed sacrifice. God will accept. It's pleasing to him. And I get to prove the good. I get to demonstrate. I get to make impress the earth and the heavens that I can prove the perfect, acceptable will of God. What a revelation. And it comes only by the word of the Spirit. Jesus said, I'm doing a new thing, and I'm going to tell someone, someone's going to hear me, someone's going to believe me, and it's not a generation that's just wanting things to go back to the way they were. They weren't good enough. Where God is taking us, that's better. The generation behind us built it by their faith and their dreams, but the generation we are and before, we build by our faith and by our dreams, not of might nor of power, but by his Spirit, says the Lord. You are that new generation. You are that prophetic seed. You are that sound in the earth that reaches heaven, and the blessing of the Lord comes down because it comes through you. You are the vessel. You are the vessel of reward. You are the vessel of honor. You are the vessel of favor. You are the vessel of joy. You are the vessel of peace. You are the vessel of love. We are the vessels of righteousness. And God makes his abode within us. And we're empowered to be a light to the nations of the earth and to influence heaven. Jesus said again, whatever you release from here, it will have to come out of heaven. It will come to you. He said, set your mind on the things above, because I'm going to cause you to walk in dominion in the earth from the power of heaven. Pray that the kingdom of God would be manifest in you, in the earth. The secret of the kingdom. The secret kingdom. Talking about that this Sunday. There's so much influence and power on the inside of us, and there is nothing but doubt that keeps it out. Only doubt keeps it out. And only faith lets it in. You're either going to live by faith or die in doubt. You make the choice. But God's favor and honor is to call, live by faith, trust in the Lord, believe the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe its prophets, and you prosper. God will increase you. He will lead you as a witness that he said it, and it wasn't your idea. God doesn't want you to think that it's your idea to be prosperous. It's his idea. He doesn't want you to think it's your idea to be well. It's his idea. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. It is a gift from God. He wants it for you more than you need it for yourself. It's his will. And the word says when we pray according to his will, we know that we have the petition we request of God, because he's already established it. And his word is true, and in him, yes, and in him, amen. To God be the glory, the praise, the honor, and the power. This is a season. This is a time. Hear me well, unlike any other. And those of us that say, I'm not looking for anything to move back to where it was. I'm looking for it to move beyond anything it's ever been. We are the forerunners of a future that God has ordained since the ancients of days. A time that the prophets looked at, pointed at, and said, there's a day coming when a generation will be raised up that will be born of the Spirit of the living God. The Savior, the Messiah will come. He will redeem them, and he will send them the Spirit of the living God, and he will dwell in them and make his abode in them, and they will do wonders, and they will be a marvel in the earth, and heaven will peer at them and say, look and see what God has made, and they will see the glory of the Lord. We will be a glorious generation, a royal priesthood unlike any other season. will not be resistant to the kingdoms around us. We will dwell in the kingdom within us. God is for us. Nothing can be against us. Great is He, and great is the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Your mind, your spirit, your body, your senses become balanced. Peace comes in. When you declare words, as we're declaring tonight, you can feel it, you can hear it, you can sense it. Your identity becomes clear. Your confidence rises. Peace fills you, flows out of you. You're a light to the truth. And the truth trumps every lie. God is truth, and in Him is no lie. He is light, and there is no darkness in Him, no, none at all. And He has made us as He is, so are we in this world. We are here to fulfill prophecy. Prophetic Fulfillment Church, that's who we are. We are a body that fulfilled the prophecy of God. And how do these things, what buttons do we push, or what knobs do we turn? What switches do we flip? What do we do? We pull on the rope. How? We know in whom we have believed. We know what our assignment is. We know what we are called to do. We know what we are not called to do. How can you be overcome with resistance when resistance is your reward? All things work together. All things work together. All things are comprised of that one unit, that one body of God, because everything is connected by God, to God, of God, for God. The Word says it like this: all things were created for His purpose, and for His pleasure they were and they are created. Of Him, through Him, to Him are all things, to whom be glory and dominion. Father, we give You praise tonight. Let's pull on heaven together tonight. Would you stand with me? Father, we pull upon the heavens of God tonight. And we give You praise. We pull for health and healing and strength in everyone that is present tonight, and those that are viewing tonight, and even those that cannot hear the sound of our voice right now. Just as the centurion came and said, "Can you heal my servant?" And You said, right here, right now, when he said, "Don't come, let's do it right now, right here." The servant didn't hear it, but the requester did. We are the requesters tonight. We declare and we request the healing power of God flow into these bodies through which You created to be healthy and strong and to be well. In You we never die. There's only a moment of sleep. Awaken into the kingdom of Your presence. And we live in health and in strength. Years of strength, years of health, years of favor, years of blessing, years of honor. We speak healing to everyone tonight that is in the need of healing. Everyone that can hear by the Spirit of the Lord, not the voice of man, but the will of the Father. And we release our faith just as like beams of light, touching, healing, restoring. We speak health, we speak life, we speak by the faith in which we live. Be healed, be completely well, be completely confident. Be completely at peace. The Lord is your healer, and the Lord heals you even now in Jesus' mighty, all authoritative, all powerful name we pray. And God, we give You praise tonight. God, we thank You when we pull upon the heavens of God. I pull on heaven for a revelation outpouring in the earth, Lord. We pull upon the heavens of God for an outpouring of righteousness, for an outpouring of repentance, for an outpouring of salvation and redemption, for an outpouring of revelation, Father, that staggers the human mind and bears witness that God is present with us in spirit, in authority, in truth, and in power. And Father, we give You praise in Jesus' mighty name. We release the peace of God into Your mind. We release the joy of the Lord into Your spirit, and just favor. Favor will come to you. Favor will gravitate itself your way, because we have sought the kingdom. We have sought the blessing of God's wisdom, the blessing of God's righteousness, the blessing of God's peace, the blessings of God's love. We have sought the kingdom of God, and all these things are coming. All these things are at your door, pouring in your door, pouring in your window, filling every place that you are. Where we go, our steps are blessed. Our blessed steps are ordained of God. We walk in the favorable will of the Father. There is no weapon that can be forged, that can hinder us, that can stand against us, that can hold us back. And we don't look for a back. We look for a forward. I press forward for the mark, the prize, that high calling of the living God. Father, we thank you that all things are working together this very moment for our good. And you are glorified in it all. We pull upon the heavens of God and declare, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken." Let the favor of the living God touch the soil of this earth. Let the favor of God be administered into and out of these vessels, your people. God, be pleased, be glorified in Jesus' name. Let rivers of life-giving water flow through you right now in Jesus' name. And God, we give you praise. We bear witness to joy, peace. We're not upset. We're not worried. We're not afraid. We are empowered. We are not resisted. We are rewarded. And God, we give you praise tonight in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. And everyone said, amen, amen, and amen. The altar is open for your worship tonight. You can take your seats. You know, the Word tells us to know what voice to listen to. It says there are a lot of voices in the land. A lot of people saying a lot of different things. A lot of opportunity to give your ear to something. But the Scripture said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I will not want. And he also said, my sheep hear my voice, and they will not follow a stranger. Don't compromise your testimony. Don't compromise your prophetic word by saying one thing one way and being double-minded and saying it again. I'm not a question generation. Say that with me. We're not a question generation. We're a prophetic generation. We know the word of the Lord. We know the will of the Lord. We live by the faith of God. We are yes and amen, men and women. And you are in Jesus' name. God bless you. You can stand to your feet. Father, we give you praise for every gift sown tonight. The tithe, the offering is brought before you, Father. And we pull on heaven that it rain on this seed as we know it will. But we command the heavens of God to rain on this seed, to bear increase upon increase upon increase, from faith to faith. And God, we give you thanks for it tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone shouted, yeah. You are dismissed. Go out with a prophetic shout. We will see you Sunday. God bless.